WDIY Headline News. A recently released report details the harmful impact of childhood lead exposure across the Lehigh Valley, as well as its possible impact on public safety and criminality. WDIY's Sarit Leshinsky has more on what local law enforcement members had to say.
The report, released by the anti-crime nonprofit Fight Crime, Invest in Kids, was announced during a virtual news conference June 2nd, which brought together local government officials, experts, and law enforcement leaders. It details how lead exposure in young children can lead to future learning disabilities, behavioral issues, and problems with impulse control, lifetime effects which may also impact future criminality. Lehigh County District Attorney Jim Martin said homes built before 1978, when lead-based paint was banned, likely contained the substance, which eventually breaks down into poisonous lead dust.
Childhood lead poisoning is an insidious threat that in too many instances goes unnoticed and unaddressed.
Martin said the impact on Allentown was of particular interest, since it is the third largest city in the state, with the center city comprised of aging living units likely containing lead paint, and growing communities of colors who may be living in these homes.
The studies have shown that African American and Hispanic children are disproportionately poisoned because they are more likely to live in older properties with deteriorated lead-based paint. And in Pennsylvania, nearly five times more black children and two times more Hispanic children are poisoned more than white children. The reports that I've read in preparation for this meeting all indicate, with evidence-based science, that lead-based poisoning can contribute to criminality both as juveniles and adults. So I think that the mission of today's conference and hopefully the legislature in the Commonwealth will be to eliminate as much lead-based properties in our cities and environments as we can.
Northampton County DA Terrence Hoke said the link between lead and criminality is definitive.
A longitudinal study of the relationship between lead exposure and crime found that populations that had lead in their drinking water had higher homicide rates after 20 years compared to areas where lead was not present at all in drinking water. Another study found that children who were exposed to lead in early childhood committed, on average, nearly five times more delinquent acts as adolescents than their peers who were not exposed to lead as children.
Hoke said nearly 9,000 young children in Pennsylvania suffer from lead poisoning each year. Northampton County has the 16th highest number of childhood lead poisonings in the state at a rate of 100 children per year. Lehigh County has the 7th highest rate, with almost 250 children suffering lead poisoning annually.
Unacceptable, folks. It's unacceptable and it's preventable. There's just no reason for it, not in this day and age.
Hoke said an ongoing gap exists in the Lehigh Valley and Pennsylvania overall between knowledge of the connection between elevated blood lead levels, future crime, and other negative effects, and a practice of having insufficient resources to address the problem.
We have to approach this with more urgency. It's just that simple.
Bethlehem Police Chief Michelle Cott said lead poisoning not only impacts criminality, but also the performance of children in schools. She mentioned a recent Chicago study which found that after adjusting for other school performance predictors, including poverty, higher blood lead levels are associated with lower reading and math scores in third grade children.
For every increase of 5 micrograms of lead per deciliter of blood, a student's risk of failing math or reading increased by as much as 32%.
Cott said other studies show students not reading on grade level by third grade will fall behind their peers and have a higher chance of dropping out of high school.
These type of attention-grabbing data points matter because we know that almost 40% of incoming Pennsylvania state prison inmates have less than a 12th grade school education, and that Pennsylvania spends more than $2.3 billion annually to house about 40,000 state prison inmates to deal with serious crime on the back end.
She said some of these large costs are partly attributable to early childhood lead exposure, and said estimates show that within the 2019 Pennsylvania birth cohort alone, more than 15,000 children have high blood lead levels. The estimated lifetime economic burden of these children, Cott said, is around $3.1 billion, including higher healthcare and education spending, reduced lifetime productivity, and premature mortality.
So as a law enforcement leader, these are extremely unsettling numbers to me. It says that my colleagues and I are literally going to fight and deal with preventable crime in the future because as a society, we haven't been able to adequately prioritize eliminating lead hazards for young children exposed through no fault of their own.
All three law enforcement officials agree that while work is progressing on tackling the dangers posed by lead exposure, much work remains to be done to ensure the safety of children in the Lehigh Valley and beyond. For WDIY News, I'm Sarit Leshinsky.
WDIY. Many choices, real voices.